Students agree Frosty the Snowman is not gender inclusive. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 24, 2021. Campus Reform's Logan Dubel went to the University of Pittsburgh to ask students about whether or not the classic Christmas song Frosty the Snowman is inclusive enough. As the song assumes Frosty's pronouns without taking into account that the snowman could be gender non-binary. With the Christmas season coming up, there are a lot of Christmas songs out there that people have said to be non-inclusive. That these songs may also be offensive, Dubel told students. Before asking if they believed the song leaves out the possibility for Frosty to identify as a woman or non-binary. The majority of students agreed that the song fails to be gender inclusive. Watch below. I haven't thought of that, but I definitely do agree, one student said. I guess it could be seen that way, but they could make different version of the song, maybe, another answered. Another student said that saying man versus woman can definitely exclude people. Other students explained that they themselves do not take offense to the song, but could see how others would. Another student mentioned that the tradition of building a snowman does not include snow women, and that the tradition is not gender inclusive. I guess I can see how people might be offended by a snowman not being too inclusive. But personally it's not a very big issue in my mind, another student said. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.